Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on at home. Also, the final day of school for a lot of kids around the Atlanta metro.
Man.
So good luck, parents. Summer starts tomorrow. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's amazing how they pop out of bed on the last day, dog.
No kidding.
Just like, they came downstairs. I didn't have to get nobody. Well, he's gotten better as the year's gone. But he's up early this morning. Like, you know, what's up, Dad? No book bag today. I'm like, all right, my boy, no problem, man. But everything was smooth. Even the drop-off line, it was going fast today. It was just a beautiful day coming off a late night because Kai graduated last night.
Congratulations to Kai.
Which was freaking perfect. It was just, I had such a good time watching my baby cross that stage and cheering for her. And, you know the whole, hold your applause to the end and everything like
You're
that.
You're not really a
hold my applause to the end. You know, and so, but the funny thing is when they started, Andy, because she was one of the first ones, because she's an honor grad. So when they first started, the first little girl went up, nobody clapped. I was like, oh, they're going to abide by this.
Huh.
Yeah.
You got some rule followers.
I was like, oh. And then, of course, you know that damn Angel McMichael. So the next couple of people, nobody. And so the next person got here, mama. Yeah!
Just for a random person?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes. And so.
And she's the only one?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's
but eventually,
so
it got more and more cheers for your kids. And like Kai's mom family, they're real reserved.
People just didn't want to be the first family to do it. So that sucks. Like the first five kids didn't get any cheers.
Yeah. And like Kai's mom and their family, they're real reserved and everything. And so my family, we are. And so we were on different sides because we got there kind of late. And so when Kai came up, you know me, and I had a video, but damn it. Me recording videos of my kids doing good stuff, I never get the video because I'm jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. So the whole video is me jumping up and down and screaming. But yeah, it was a perfect night, man. I'm so proud of my baby. And next stop, UGA, man.
Yeah, that's right.
My mama's like, mama, just meet random people. Like, yeah, that's my grandbaby Kai, and this is my grandson Isaiah, and this is Samson, and that one right there, that's Sebastian. That's my baby right there. Like the whole just talking.
Everybody met him.
Just talking to random folks. And then she tapped the woman. Which one is your baby? Thompson. Okay, we'll make sure we cheer for him. Like this is my mama at the graduation. Just meeting random folks and around us. But yeah, it was a perfect night, man. And again, proud papa moment.
Absolutely.
Last day of school, like you said, getting ready for summer camps and all that other stuff. And that's I'd rather pay for school than go to the damn camps. Like what?
I know.
Like really?
They're expensive. The hours are weird.
Yes.
Like. I mean, they only last a week, so then the next week you got to come up with something else.
Exactly.
Like, we're lucky this summer because the daycare that they go to and the pre-K is at the daycare, they do a summer thing.
Right.
So we're just going to keep them there. And the only thing that sucks is if you could do a half day, the weekly cost for a half day, like if you just did half days, all 5 days, is $75.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Yeah. For a whole week?
Yeah.
If you do full days, the cost for the full week is like $300, which still isn't that bad compared to some of the other options. But like, that's a real big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 75 is not half of 300.
No.
You know? It's a quarter of it.
He's doing a lot of sports camps this summer, so that's the one. I'm like, all right, dog. All right, man. They're like, but you know about them sports camps. Like, damn. All right, long, I mean, because it's better than him sitting at home all day.
Absolutely.
And everything like, because he had his phone taken away, so he gets his phone back today.
Already?
Yeah, I mean, dude. I'm telling you, man.
Got it.
Him and them damn little girls, man. So, yeah, mama had to take his phone, so he gets his phone back today.
That's the part of it that, you know.
And so him sitting at home all day looking at TikToks and talking to girls, I mean, I don't mind, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He has one camp.
Having a cell phone at that age.
He's going to be ticked off because it's an academic for 1 week this summer. He's pissed.
Yeah, you got to mix it in.
Yeah, he's real pissed about that.
But
he'll get over it.
We get football, we'll do the fun stuff, and then we got to do a little science.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
A little science camp.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough time to wait before we talk about the disappointing re-debut of Spencer Strider last night.
Or not surprised. I'm not surprised.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed for a couple of different reasons. I mean, first of all, he didn't pitch good. I'm disappointed because of that.
Right.
Second of all, just because it seemed like it got to him a little bit. Like, he was going bad in the first inning, and then maybe him and Murphy got a sign mixed up. I don't know, but it went to the backstop and a run scored off of it. Later in the game, bad pickoff throw to first. It just seemed like some of, like, the what was happening with his pitching was affecting everything that was going on with him. And he tends to be a pretty, like, mentally tough dude, I feel like.
Right.
But it seemed like it was bothering him last night. So it wasn't just physical. It was mental, too. And then he talked about it after the game. We'll get to that a little bit later. Very honest about the performance. But, like, Yeah, I don't know. I was disappointed. I was looking forward to seeing Spencer Strider pitch, and that wasn't Spencer Strider.
No.
That was some other guy.
I just think he looked, because I had to watch it again. I had to watch it this morning. To me, he looked like a guy who ain't pitched in a long time.
That's true.
And he looked like a guy who lost some rhythm from the first start this season and then missing all that time and having to kind of – because he did – how many assignments did he have?
Not a ton, you know, between the first start and this start.
Yeah, it just felt to me, he looked like a guy who was still rusty. And
yeah.
You saw that, and because we all know he's a much better pitcher than this. He knows he's a much better pitcher than this. But to me, it just looked like a guy who – was maybe pressing too,
mm-hmm.
because he is Spencer Strider, and one thing, he's a perfectionist and all these different things. He trusts everything about his ability. And a lot of times when you have that kind of trust in your ability, it's not going right. You try to do more than you should. And that would look like to me. It sucked because why the Nationals stink.
They're not good.
Yeah, they stink. And this guy that pitched yesterday, yeah, he stinks. You know, and so for them not to get a win and help him out even more. You know, because sometimes you need your teammates to pick you up sometimes, especially when you're having a rough day like he did. But, I mean, I just could look forward to more and more sessions with him out there and about like how Chris Sale started off the year.
Yeah. No, that went through my mind.
Yeah.
Was it took him four or five starts to really kind of look like himself. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what Spencer Strider does also. You know, some of the comments after the bullpen session of his velocity not being there. Well, it wasn't there last night either.
I mean,
he got it up, I think, in the first inning, might have touched 97 once.
Right.
But for the most part, he was living right around 95, 96.
Right.
And for the type of pitcher that he is.
He's 97 all the time.
Yeah, he's got to be 98, 99, 100. Like, that's what he does. And then all of his other stuff sort of comes from there. Like, all the secondary pitches are set up by the fastball. And when the fastball's not elite, all the other stuff. I mean, his stuff just wasn't, you know, what you're used to it being. And again, you're right. Like, he hasn't pitched really for a year other than that one start. So it's not surprising that it looked like that, but I don't know. We waited so long to see it, and then he pitched once, and then we had to wait so long to see it again, and it was like all this buildup, and then the first inning, they're down 3-0.
Yeah.
It's like, well, damn. that happened quick,
yeah.
And he's all mad. You know he's mad, and he like tucks his shirt into the front hard. Like, that's just – everybody has a different mad
thing. He's a mad tucker.
He's a mad tucker, man. Like, everybody has a different mad thing that they do.
Right.
But his mad thing is his shirt comes untucked just a little.
Right.
And he wants that thing stuffed down in there.
I never noticed
tucks
that.
Tucks it hard.
I noticed he screams in his mitt.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah, he screams in his mitt.
And he just, like, you know, he tenses up a little bit. You could see it on his face right. A little bit more. But just watch. Next time, if he gets into a tough spot, tucking that jersey in hard,
tucker.
Man. Yeah.
The mad tucker.
Yeah, so anyway, that game wasn't great.
No.
It would have been helpful if the offense showed up for more than one inning also. They scored all three of their runs in the second inning, and then everybody was kind of – it's the thing that they do. Like, either they wait to the eighth to get going, or they score a couple of runs early outside of the series in Boston, where they, like, put together a couple nice at-bats and a little rally, crooked number in the second to tie the game up, and then everybody's like, yeah, we're good.
We're all right. All right, here we go. Here we go.
We're good.
This carry on to multiple innings. You know, there's still more innings to play in this ball game, so maybe – Yeah, you know, not stretch it out because it's only three. But, like, maybe do some more in all those different
things. A little insurance run.
You know, just a little bit.
Add to it.
We talk about insurance runs all the time here.
So much for comfortably above 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you lose one and you're back to 500, you probably weren't comfortably above 500.
Well, they've been comfortably below five.
They were.
Real comfortable
down
there.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. There was plenty of room.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, so we need to get more. Don't let the damn Nationals win this damn series. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's lead their comfortable, meaning let's win these last two games.
Would two be comfortable for you?
Andy, we say beggars can't be choosers.
No, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get a little cushion that if you lose a game, you ain't right back where you started.
Smith Shaw running around today. It's early, but I saw a little like odds breakdown of NL Rookie of the Year. Smith Shaw, odds on favorite, currently to win NL Rookie of the Year.
He's been really good.
You know who's second? Drake Baldwin.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, both of them been good.
Remember a couple years ago when did Strider beat Harris or did Harris beat Strider?
Strider beat Harris.
I don't remember who won it, but it was the two of them.
Mike won it?
Mike won it.
Okay. Okay, I don't know.
But they were going neck and neck for Rookie of the Year that year, so maybe we might have a situation like that again. And the good news today, too, is probably get Drake Baldwin in the lineup because they got a lefty starter.
That's what I was going to say.
Sorry, they got a right-handed starter.
I was going to say, is this his day?
Should be.
All right, man. So now, because he's been so good, are we having too big of expectations? So we expect him to go 3-for-4 today?
No.
Okay. All right. That's all. I mean, he's been unbelievable, but, you know, there's ebbs and flows.
No, absolutely. But what I expect is, and, you know, I my expectation doesn't matter because Alex Anthopoulos came on the radio station yesterday and said what they were going to do.
Right.
But I just want them to ride the hot streak as much as possible, mm-hmm. and they're not.
I got a question because early in the year when he came up starting, right,
mm-hmm.
when they faced a lefty, did Chadwick start?
He would still start sometimes just because, you know, it's not the same.
Okay.
That wasn't really, you don't want, you know, you don't want Chadwick to
hit
that much.
Yeah, I was curious about that, but I understand why you do because you got Sean Murphy here. But he did bat against lefties when he started off the year before Sean came back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All yeah,
right.
But,
okay.
you know, Sean's not Chadwick.
That's
right?
true. But yeah. I was thinking about that when I was riding home yesterday listening to the boys. I was like, hold on. I know they played some left-handers before Sean Murphy mm-hmm. came back when this young kid was.
Numbers were actually okay.
Okay.
Like, they were okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, he's much better against right-handed pitching. So, should be in the lineup today. Smith-Shaver on the mound, Sale tomorrow. Hopefully, you can take the final 2 out of 3 in the series and back to a couple games over 500 before you come home and take on the Padres. Ronald Acuna played last night as well. Leadoff single. He went 1 for 2. The game was shortened by rain for the Stripers. He was picked off of first base
after the
single.
I have a question because he's wearing a knee, like a black knee pad. Did anybody notice that? Because I saw it. I think I looked at it when we went up there to see him, when we saw him. But then I saw it yesterday or the day before, and it looks like, I was like, is that? Because it don't look like a knee brace. Mm. It looks like a skater knee pad.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is that for protection?
I'll tell you this. If he does that and plays well, you're going to see a lot of kids in Little League around the Atlanta area wearing like a knee pad. Was it a cool color?
It's black.
Oh, it's just black.
Yeah.
Because these pads have like the Venezuelan flag color, which is cool.
Hey, little Johnny, you are not from Venezuela.
You're not Venezuelan.
Okay. Mom, I want it. Little Johnny, are you from Smyrna?
There's no need to wear a knee pad. We got a lot of Venezuelans in Smyrna.
Not like little Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, but it's J-H-O-N-N-Y.
Okay.
Like, there was Johnny Peralta
back
in the day.
How about Preston?
A lot of Prestons. Yeah. Now, that's more, you got to drive north into Marietta for more Prestons.
All right, we got a Branson playing for Georgia. Stewart, what are you?
Any. I don't know. Where's Johnny Peralta? Dominican Republic. Yeah. Dang it. Almost nailed it. We'll come back and get to what's trending here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.